Since being drafted by the New England Patriots in the 2019 draft, Jarrett Stidham has gone on to play for multiple teams, gaining invaluable NFL experience. The QB currently plies his trade with the Denver Broncos as the second quarterback. This article reviews Broncos QB's stats, career development, personal life, and contract details. Does Stidham have what it takes to cut as the Broncos' starting quarterback? Let's find out. Betting insights and recommendations for Jarrett Stidham. Stidham isn't the Denver Broncos' starting quarterback, making it relatively difficult to add his performance to your parlays or standalone prop bets. However, assuming Broncos coach Peyton gives him the nod, you can make several QB prop bets. Here are some suggested bets when placing a wager on a Denver Broncos game. Passing completion, over, under. Choosing an over is excellent when dealing with an informed QB like Bo Nix. An under selection might work well if Stidham takes to the pitch, as he has yet to build up his in-game confidence. Passing yards, over, under. Bet on informed QBs like Nix to do over 200 yards in a single game. An under selection is a more brilliant option for second string or even emergency QBs. This is primarily due to factors affecting backup QBs, like pressure to perform and a lack of confidence. Score a touchdown. You can back a QB to score a touchdown. Interceptions thrown, over, under. An under 0.5 selection is ideal when dealing with an informed QB. It's high risk but more rewarding than an over selection. Let's look at some of the best sites you can use to place your money lines and point spread bets in the NFL. To be on the safe side, choose well-reputed betting apps that observe all regulations. Who is Jarrett Stidham? Early life and career beginnings. Jarrett Stidham was born in Corbin, Kentucky, on August 8, 1996, to Judder Stidham and Rochelle Stidham. The family moved to Texas, where Stidham attended Stephenville High School. It was in high school that Stidham started showing flashes of brilliance. Stidham was a three-time All-State honoree at Stephenville High School and made the 2014 Class 4A All-State second team. The Broncos QB also played as a receiver in his early high school years before settling for the QB role. In his senior year, Stidham completed 183 of 260 passes and managed 2,934 yards with 35 touchdowns. College career. The Broncos QB joined Baylor University as a true freshman 2015 and played backup to starting QB Seth Russell. He had a decent run, especially after Russell suffered a season-ending injury. Despite having the chance to make the QB role his own, Stidham suffered multiple injuries that made him miss several games. He later transferred to McLennan Community College but did not play football that semester. Things picked up for the quarterback after joining Auburn University in 2016. It didn't take long before Stidham was named the starting quarterback for the 2017 season. The QB led the Tigers to an impressive SEC West Division championship after beating Alabama Crimson Tide and the Georgia Bulldogs. He threw for 2,794 yards and 18 touchdowns in his final season with the Auburn Tigers before declaring for the 2019 NFL Draft. NFL career. Jarrett Stidham was a fourth-round pick by the New England Patriots and signed a four-year rookie deal worth $3.15 million. His impressive completion percentage in the Patriots' 2019 training camp saw him named a second-string QB as Tom Brady's backup. Despite being widely tipped to replace Brady, the Patriots signed Cam Newton, who was named the starting quarterback for the season. Sadly, Stidham was relegated to the emergency quarterback role behind Brian Hoyer, the second-string quarterback. After throwing his first career touchdown pass for the Patriots, Stidham was intercepted twice despite being brought in the third quarter. Stidham appeared distraught after the game and had to wait to make his first career start elsewhere. Stidham's unimpressive completion percentage and inability to influence games saw him traded to the Las Vegas Raiders in 2022. He was named the second option to Derek Carr and earned his first career start in the final two games of the regular season. The QB threw for 365 yards and 3 touchdowns in his first start. On March 13, 2023, Jarrett Stidham signed a 2-year, $10 million contract with the Broncos after one season with the Raiders. He is currently the second-choice QB after Bo Nix, with Zach Wilson taking up the emergency QB role for the Broncos. Jarrett Stidham's stats with the Denver Broncos. Jarrett Stidham has yet to establish himself as a key player for the Denver Broncos. The QB was widely tipped to be the Broncos starter for the 2024-25-2025 season, but the arrivals of Zach Wilson and rookie Bo Nix pegged him back. The QB ended up as the Broncos' second-string QB for the season and has managed 0 starts in the 2024-25 season, only settling for 2 appearances. The quarterback started 2 games toward the tail end of the 2023 season, winning against the Chargers and losing to the Raiders. He threw for 2 touchdowns against 1 interception, managing an average of 248 passing yards. In his 2 seasons with the Broncos, Stidham has completed 40 passes out of 66 attempts. He has been sacked 7 times, losing a total of 46 yards. The QB will likely stay out of the team provided Bo Nix remains fit and maintains his electric form that has seen him win the Rookie of the Week award multiple times. His passing efficiency and completion percentage will need to increase if he is to unseat Nix. Jarrett Stidham's age and physical profile. Jarrett Stidham was born on August 8, 1996, and raised in Stephenville, TX. For most of his NFL career, the quarterback has had to settle for a backup role, a statistic he is desperate to reverse in the coming years. The athletic QB has a height of 6 feet 3 inches and weighs 215 pounds. Stidham managed a 4.8140-yard dash at the NFL Combine, 31 inches in the vertical jump, and 110 inches in the broad jump. Jarrett Stidham is known to be a dual-threat quarterback despite not managing to tie down a regular starting spot in any NFL teams he's played for. The QB has an enormous challenge ahead if he is to usurp high-flying rookie QB Bo Nix. But with the right attitude, Jarrett Stidham has all it takes to improve his passing yards and overall completion percentage. Jarrett Stidham's contract with the Denver Broncos. After spending a season with the Raiders, Stidham signed a 2-year contract worth $10 million, $5 million guaranteed, with the Broncos. This translates to an annual salary of around $5 million. When signing the contract, most observers expected Stidham to slot in as the Broncos' first-choice QB, especially for the 2024-25 season. However, things didn't go as planned, as Stidham has played second fiddle to regular starter Bo Nix throughout the season. Most outsiders will agree that a $10 million 2-year contract isn't bad for a bit part role player. He might have to settle for a smaller contract if his fortunes don't change at expiry. Jarrett Stidham's salary and earnings. Jarrett Stidham is on a 2-year contract with the Broncos worth $10 million. Per the contract, the backup quarterback is earning more than starting quarterback Bo Nix despite playing a minimal role in their current season. After being picked by the Patriots in the 2019 draft, Stidham secured a 4-year, $3,153,692 contract, including a $636,111 signing bonus. His average annual salary stood at $788,423. As of December 2024-25, Stidham has earned a cumulative total of around $13.6 million in his 5 years in the NFL, as per Spotrac. His current contract with the Broncos indicates his importance to the team, although not as a starter. Coach Payton insists that Stidham plays an important role in the team, and maybe that's just as a reliable backup to Nix. Jarrett Stidham's future with the Denver Broncos. The Broncos signed Jarrett Stidham to take over as starting quarterback. However, Broncos coach Sean Payton's decision to sign 2 new quarterbacks before the start of the 2024-25 season indicated a lack of faith in the star's ability. With 5 years of NFL experience under his belt, Stidham faces a tough challenge if he is to change his fortunes. He has never secured the starting role in any of the teams he has played for. As things stand, Stidham risks falling further down the pecking order if he doesn't take advantage of his opportunities. Several pundits have highlighted his biggest weakness, his inability to influence games. His touchdown versus interception stats aren't impressive, either. As a result, some pundits believe he is likely to fall further down the pecking order. The fact that he's played as a backup for multiple NFL teams doesn't help his case to start games. Stidham will simply need to put in a great shift to change the narrative. Stidham's main challenge is deciding whether to continue playing backup or step up his game and challenge for a starting berth. The experienced QB has what it takes to influence games, but time is not on his side, especially as new talents emerge yearly. FAQs on Jarrett Stidham. Is Jarrett Stidham a backup quarterback? Jarrett Stidham is a backup quarterback for the Broncos. Coach Payton chose rookie Bo Nix as the starting QB, selecting Stidham as his backup. Stidham was widely tipped to make the starting QB role his, but training camp performances have made Coach Payton think otherwise. Who is Jarrett Stidham's wife? Jarrett Stidham is married to college sweetheart Kennedy Brown Stidham. The two lovebirds met at Baylor in 2015 and engaged in July 2018. They tied the knot the following summer and were blessed with two children. How many NFL teams has Stidham played for? As of 2024-25, Jarrett Stidham has played for three NFL teams. The New England Patriots drafted him in the 2019 NFL Draft before being traded to the Las Vegas Raiders in 2022. In 2023, the QB signed a two-year contract worth $10 million with the Denver Broncos. Wrapping up, despite not being a starting quarterback for the Broncos, Jarrett Stidham remains a reliable backup courtesy of his league experience. His strong arm and mobility are great assets on a Broncos roster packed with impressive quarterback options. Stidham's $10 million contract might not reflect his bit part role on the team. However, his influence has undoubtedly helped Nix transform into the quarterback he is. Only time will tell whether Stidham will eventually become a starting quarterback for an NFL team. That's all you need to know about Broncos backup QB Jarrett Stidham. Stay tuned for more updates about the player and the Denver Broncos. Don't miss the chance to place your bets on the Broncos' next game and see if you can earn some extra bucks while supporting your favorite team.